actually the real song. I mean, meron tayong mga awit na naririnig sa radyo, sa mundong ito. Yung mga awit, di ba? At marami. Napapahindang ka. Yung mga fans ng K-pop dyan. Di ba? Napapahindang. Nagtinginan silang dalawa. Pero yung totoong awit na nagbibigay ng kalunguran sa ating mga puso, yung totoong pag-ibig, yan, totoong kalunguran, totoong kagalakan, yung joy na hindi maalis, yun ay awit na galing sa Panginoon. Awit na galing sa Panginoon. The Lord that placed in our hearts that joy. Yung mga awit na yan, nalalabas yun. Pero yung papuri para sa Panginoon, awit na galing sa Kanya. Sabi sa a song in the night that the Lord will give us, it never fades, never fades. Like His word, kagaya ng mga salita niya, ngayon, ang binasa po natin, ang salita ng Panginoon, parang walang kakubas-ubas. Every time you hear it, it's like a fresh, parang sabaw ng buho ba? Pag bago bukas yung sabaw ng buho, every time na parang very refreshing. And that's yan daw. Yan ang only freshness na I can picture in my mind. And I say, refresh me, yung refreshing. Yung fresh, refreshing na yun. Anyway, when we read the Word of God, it brings us refreshment. It brings us joy. At sa bagong ito, ating mensahe, we find here a joyous event. A joyous event. It's a wedding. A wedding. Sa ating panahon, we grew up to the idea na ang kasalan ay sakramento. A sacrament. Na parang isa sa mga daan para makarating ka sa langit. Di ba, lumaki tayo sa religion na gano'n. Ang mga tama eh, tapos ang mga pare nila, ayaw nilang magpakasal. Ano yun? Parang, sa diwa eh. Pero, anyway, the wedding is a joyous occasion. At ginagawa yan with a feast. A feast, fiesta, a celebration, a real celebration. And it lasts, in a minimum, 7 days. So magpapakasal ka noon, panahon nila, na panahon ng Panginoon doon sa Israel, eh kailangan handang-handa ka talaga. No wonder ang kanilang mga wedding ay yung parang betrothal period nila, 1 year, parang gano'n, dahil pinag-aandaan talaga. Alam nyo ba na ang handaan ito, ay kailangan talaga would be in perfection, kumbaga. Or else, yung in charge na kasalan, which is primarily the father of the groom, and kung wala na yung father of the groom himself, it would be liable, it can be penalized, or can be punished. But there is something in the wedding feast, as we will see here. Sa pinuntahan ng Panginoon, nakasalan, makita natin, mayroong problema sa gitna niya. But, I don't want to jump into sa ating mensahe. I was just introducing to you yung sa celebration na ating masasaksihan ngayon. And this celebration is the initiation of the public ministry of Jesus Christ. Yan po ang ating mensahe today. The initiation, it is not the beginning per se. Kasi ang beginning ng ministry of Jesus Christ when he was baptized by John. After that, nagsimula na yung kanyang yung ministry. First, is that the devil and him. Diba? Nagkita sila sa desierto. And then the devil was defeated. have studied before. And he returned, and the first two disciples came to him, Andrew and John. And then Andrew, after learning about Jesus Christ, about him, of who he is, he invited his, he looked for his brother and brought him to Jesus. And we all know Simon, he embraced the idea that he is the Messiah dahil nga nasabi kung sino siya. Eh, yun na sila nakita. The same way when the Lord called Philip, he introduced himself to Philip, and Philip said, we have seen the Lord, we have seen the Messiah. He was Jesus. And his friend says, you're kidding me. There's nothing good that will come out of Nazareth. And she says, come and see. Come and see. To prove you that he is the Messiah. And then Jesus, seeing Nathanael, says, here is a real Israelite indeed. And he, again, Nathanael says, you are the Son of God. Why? Because sabi niya, nakita ni Nathanael, naunawa ni Nathanael na ikaw itong pinala, hindi niya ako pinala, pero nasabi niya kung sino ako. He knows my heart. Because sabi ni Jesus, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip came to you. That, as di ba sabi ko nga sa inyo, that he would probably be praying about the coming Messiah. Kaya ganun na lang ang epekto sa kanya. Oh, this is really the Messiah because he knows my heart. Si Peter says, this is the Messiah because he knows me, who I am. And this, sa sanyan, mas malalim. He knows my heart. He really knew me. He indeed was the Son of God. Now, here comes the wedding. He came to a wedding, and this wedding is probably a wedding ng kamag-anak. Or, kung hindi man kamag-anak, a very closely related neighbor sa pamilya nila Jesus. Why did I say that? O bakit natin nasabing gano'n? Because we see in John chapter 2 verse 1 and verse 2, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Na doon sa kasalan, si Mary. He was there. Diba tayo dito, muna tayo pumunta sa Jerusalem, sa Israel. Dito lang tayo sa atin, sa Pilipinas, sa inyong mga kapitbahay. Diba pag may kasalan, I remember may kasalan sa amin, yung aming kapitbahay, inasal yung kanyang panganay na anak, na babae. Baliktad lang sa atin dito, kung sino yung, nag-aabala ay yung babae, yung pamilya ng babae. Yung nanay ng aming kapitbahay na ikakasal ay abala-abala. Sabi niya, Mare, sabi niya sa nanay ko, Mare, anong gagawin ko? Oh, sige, huwag ka mag-alala. Tutulungan ka namin. Kasi maliit lang kami po, parang ganito, maliliit na kwarto, nandun ko sa ako, tapos tayo lang magtulungan, sige, tuto, matang-matang pa lang, madaling araw pa lang, busy na sa kapagaya, ganyan. Luto, saing, lahat, para sa pangdaan. Tapos yung nabesa na, sa gitna ng aming kumpa, yung dinatang, kanya-kanyang, tawag din, tulong na ginawa. So, ganyan sa atin, di ba? Dahil, kapibahay natin ito, itulungan. Yan yung ating idea ng bayanihan, kumbaga, di ba? Yan tayo. Tulungan tayo kasi kapitbahay. Plus, especially sa ating mga kamag-anak, di ba? We do that with our cousins and aunts, di ba? Yan ang, uy, ikakasal si Marie. Oh, ikakasal si Marie. Oh, di ko mga pinsan ko, ako pupuntaan si Kumala. Oh, isige, anong magtutulong namin dyan? Di ba? nakamood ba ako pa rin? Anyway, so ganyan tayo, yung magkakasalan, sa kasalan, ang pamilya, ang malapit na kapitbahay, yan ang tumutulong. Yan, the closest relative, the closest neighbor, they're the ones that helped us. Or we are the ones who helped them in such a location. And imagine this. This is a location that will last 7 days. So, anong klaseng preparation ang ginagawa nila dito? Diba? Ang mga wedding coordinator siguro ngayon, mayayaman na siguro sila. So, this is the dream wedding ng mga wedding coordinator, mga feast that last 7 days. Parang, siguro jackpot pagka 2 weeks. 2 weeks wedding, jackpot. Pero yung mga kakasal, patay. yung pamilya ng kakasal, patay. Kasi sila ang gagastos. So yan, nakita natin dyan. Nandiyan yung nanay ni Jesus. He was there. She was there doing stuff in the kitchen or preparing the banquet. And Jesus was invited. He was invited. So, it's either he is a close relative or he was a very dear friend. And Jesus was invited and his disciples. So, nakikita po natin dito na itong ikinasal, they knew about Jesus and what is happening sa kanya very recently. Kasi, as we see, when he was baptized, when Jesus was baptized, he started his ministry. Pero, ano pa lang, itong ministry niya, hindi pa to publicly, as in, broad. Maliit pa lang. Lima pa lang yung disipulo niya. It was John, Andrew, Peter, Simon Peter, and then Philip, and then Nathaniel. Yan pa lang yung mga disipulo niya at this time. And so they were invited into this wedding. Now, ang ating pong Panginoon, hindi siya humahakbang na walang dahilan. May parang meaningless or parang aksidente lang. No, this banquet, this wedding feast is tawag dyan yung in purpose o yung may dahilan, may saysay, may silbi. But actually this is a special event sa ministry ng ating Panginoon. It is so special na dito niya ginawa yung kanyang unang milagro, the turning of water into wine. That is, this is an intentional event para sa ministry ng Panginoon. Sinadya ito. And the way Apostle John presenting this story to us is parang I want you to notice this. Sa pasimula ng John chapter 1 verse 1, yung sa kanyang pambungan, sa introduction niya, ano niya? Sinabi niya, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Ano yung maaalala niyo or something that will easily remind us of? Diba? Easily? Walang pikit-pikit, walang isip-isip. It will remind us of Genesis 1. Diba? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Diba? And yan yung parang sineset up na niya. No, remember, pag you miss the introduction, you will miss the whole meaning of the book. So, in here, we are introduced to a wedding. Did you know that the first wedding was held in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve? was wedded by the Lord, ang unang kasalan ay ginanap sa Eden. Si Adan at si Eva. And here now, John is telling us that the introduction of the Lord's ministry to the public is through a wedding. How blessed this wedding. Diba? Kung sino man itong kinasal na ito, ay napaka-palat. Because the Lord Himself was there, present, to bless this wedding. And I told you, this was intentional. It has purpose. Yung unang wedding, balikan natin yung unang wedding. Si Adan and si Eva, after the wedding, what happened? After the wedding, the fall happened. Nagkaroon ng problema. Diba? There was fall, and the effect of that fall, ramdam natin hanggang ngayon. Because the sin was imparted to us, or was planted in our being. Naging natural sa atin ang kasalanan. Diba? Naging natural, naging kabahagi ng ating pagkatao. Walang sino man, sabi ng Apostle Paul, walang sino man ang walang kasalanan. All ay may kasalanan. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one is righteous before God. Yun ang epekto ng pagbagsak ng kasalanan. Yun ang naidulot doon sa unang kasalan. Yun ang naging bunga. Now, here in this wedding, we enter verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. There's a problem. Yung unang kasalan, may problema. May kasalanan sa gitna. Nagkaroon ng kasalanan at ang naging dulot nito ay ipahamakan sa lahat. Sa lahat ng tao, sa lahat ng katauhan. Now here, in this wedding, walang alam. Walang alam. Imagine a feast at the time without wine. Away na malaki ito. As I said kanina sa aking introduction, pwede maparusahan ang group o yung father of the room. Anyone who's in charge dito sa wedding nito. Kasi kung yung sabihin na, uy, tatay ka ng groom, bakit walang mga anak? Bakit may pagkulang sa handaan? Mapapahiya kami. Mapapahiya ang pamilya ko. I remember ako ito ng nanay ko. Kwento ng nanay ko sa handaan ng kanilang kasala ng kanyang bunsong anak. Yung bunsong kapatid ng nanay ko. Buti, parang ano ito, parang nagpo-promise na ako dito. Personal joke namin magkapatid. Pasensya na po, nadami na. Yung nanay ko, isang experience niya sa kasalan. Kaya talagang pagkasalan, ninerbyo siya. Dahil, ikinasal yung kanilang bunso kapatid, at dami daw silang pinanda. Ang daming nanda. Pero kinulang. May mga dumating na bisita. Late yung mga bisita. Nagdating ang late, wala nang pag-ain. Ngayon kung ano nangyari sa inang ganila, baka naubos na sa handa dahil sa dami ng dumalo, or baka maraming nag-bring me kasi malay natin, mga kalahing siya ang tuneta yung nagpunta, may dalabaw, di ba? Balutin mo ako. Baka gano'n. Pero, yung mga bisita, walang maipakain yung mga nanay ko dahil dumating at alam niyo po, dumating sila sa punto na nagbukas sila ng sardinas. And this was what? 1960s. Mga late 60s. Alam niyo, iyang-iya daw yung nanay ko, yung kanilang pamilya, tungkol sa ano, ilip na ako yung nanay ng tita ko. Sardinas ang iyang dahil yung iyakain niyo sa mga bisita namin. Ito yun, sa Pilipinas yun. Ay hiyan, di ba? Ang laki kahihiyan. Ganyan dito sa wedding na ito. Walang alak. And Mary came to Jesus. Wala silang alak. And Jesus, we see here the answer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sa appeal, this appeal of Mary to the Lord Jesus Christ shows na as I said, malapit na kamag-anak o malapit na kapamilya nila na kaibigan nila yung ikinasal dahil naging problema ni Mary na si Mary na nakikiluto lang doon nalaman na uwi yung mga bisita, wala nang mainom na alak. Kasi mahalaga yun sa celebration. And remember that the Jews are into wine dahil ano yun eh, they bunga ng kanilang tanim. Diba? The vines na ano nila. So, dapat it pictures the celebration. The wine. Pagka walang wine, sabi nga nila, hindi masaya. Parang gano'n. So, kulang ang kasiyahan. At nag-worry si Mary. Now, the worry that Mary had that time, ang tawag niyan, what do you call that? Justified. Talaga dapat siya mag-alala. Kasi, kung kamag-anak ko yun, naku, yung kamag-anak ko doon, nakakahiya. O kung kaibigan ko yun, o si Mari, mapapahiya sila, si Mari, mapapahiya, ano ba to? And Mary, his appeal is coming from something. Ang appeal niya ay nagagaling dahil sa mga ipinapakita na ni Jesus at that time. So, si Jesus Christ, he was a responsible son. Di ba sabi nga, wala siyang kasalanan. He lived a life without sin. And so we can assume na siya ay isang masunuring anak. He followed the law. He honored his mother and his parents, his father. He honored it. Si Joseph, wala na dito. Patay na si Krama. Maraming patay na si Joseph kasi he was not mentioned sa kasalan. Yung mga kapatid ni Jesus Christ ay imbitado. Nakasama na ito natin sa verse 12. Diba? Kasama nila. Nagugumalo. So, wala na yung tatay niya. Wala na si Joseph. But Jesus, being a righteous man, he is now showing yung very reason why he is on earth. Kasi Mary, remember the things that he heard nung dumating ang anghel sa kanya. Diba? Sabi, blessed art thou. You are blessed by the Holy Ghost. Narinig ni Mary na the prophecy ng angel for about sa kanyang yung ipapanganak na magkakaroon siya ng anak na nasa sila kukunan niya in his womb is the caused by the Holy Ghost. So she was blessed. She remembered that. And she remembered the salutation ng kanyang pizza na si Elizabeth. Na, yung aking anak na nung marinig niya ang boses mo ay tuwang-tuwa. Parang, I was blessed na dinalo kami ng nanay ng aking Panginoon. She remembers that. And then, when the Lord was presented in the temple, she remembered that Zacharias o si Mary, si yung dalawang matanda na nag-bless kay Jesus Christ. Yung sabi nung isa ay, Lord, pwede mo na akong kunin kasi nakita ko na ang magliligtas sa bayan ng Israel. Tapos si Anna na nag-bless, she remembers all of this. And so, Mary felt there's something. Kasi, dumating. Umuwi siya, may kasamang dalawa. Si John at si Andrew. And nagsimula na siya magturo sa mga ito. At dumagdag si Philip at si Nathaniel. At dumagdag si Pedro. And so, he's seeing this. And she was reminded of, and she starts to feel that her son is now stepping up, as the Americans say, walking to the plate, ready to pounce in, to hit the bat. And Mary, parang naisip niya na ang aking anak, magsisimula na siya sa kung bakit siya nandito. And so, she made an appeal na sila kala. And Jesus answered her, and like I said, the Lord knows the hearts of everyone. And He knows the hearts of our mom. Now, itong sinabi ng Panginoon dito is an idiom na Aramaic idiom na, woman, what have I to do with thee? What have I to do with thee? Palasak ito ng idiom, ginagamit ito sa kanila, na parang dito sa atin, kung sa ating panahon, anong pakibot, anong pakibot? Ganyan. Parang ganyan ang idiom ito. Now, dalawa ang ibig sabihin ng idiom na ito sa kanila noon. Ang una ay, nagagamit ito na parang hostile. Yung parang bang, bakit ako sisisihin mo sa problema nila na wala silang alak? Ano malay ko dyan? Huwag kang lumapit sa akin, wala kang paki dyan. Wala kang yung paki dyan. Pwede ganun. That's hostile na pagkagamit. At meron din naman na parang yung basically, as we know, wala kang pakialam. Care ko dyan, parang ano. Na wala silang anak. Ngayon kung wala silang anak, pakito, wala silang anak. Wala lang. Parang lang yung misis ko nagkwento, uy, ang ganda-ganda na ng hometown, cha-cha-cha. Okay. Pakito, hometown, cha-cha-cha. Parang ganun. And Jesus answered her mom like this. Pero sa sabi mo, is Jesus being disrespectful? Especially sinabi niya, woman. When he said that, that was a loving way sa kanyang nanay. I want you to know that. Remember when Jesus was on the cross? When he is giving John the charge, na bantayan mo itong nanay ko. Sabi niya, woman, behold thy son. Diba? Naalala niyo yan? It was a loving, ano ito, parang sa ating Panginoon at sa kanyang nanay, kay Mary, it's a term of endearment between them. So, silang dalawa lang nagkakaintindihan ito. Parang ganyan. Na, ito yung lambing ng anak sa kanyang nanay. Diba? May ganyan kayo, diba? May lambingan kayo sa inyong masa buhay, diba? May taguli kayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Ganyan. And si Jesus, he's not, he said this in, not in a hostile manner, and not in a parang pagbabaliwala. He doesn't care. No, as I said, he went there intentionally. He was invited, and he has purpose. He has a purpose. So when he said, "Woman, what am I to be? I mean, my hour is not yet come." Kailan sinasabi ng Panginoon itong my hour is not yet come? Hindi pa panahon para ma-declare na ako ang Panginoon, that I am the Christ. Hindi pa panahon. Yan ang mga kusakato sinasabi niya. And he's saying this to her mom, "Woman, para nay, kalma ka lang. Kalma ka lang. Hindi natin problema na wala ka lang. Relax ka lang yan. Hindi pa ako maabda kailangan na malantar ganyan in public. Hindi pa kailangan. Hindi ko pa oras." But it doesn't mean walang gagawin ng Panginoon. Meron, and we saw it. And Mary, in his opinion, he came to the Lord with faith. Alam niya, anak niya to, that this is the Son of God. Alam niya yun sa kanyang puso, sa kalibutan ng kanyang puso. It's just, para alam niya, kailangan niya yung push. Even Mary needs a Savior. Even Mary, the son, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, she needs a Savior. And she knows it. She knows that it is Jesus, his son, who God the Father had sent to save the world. She knows it in her heart. Kailangan na yung push na, eto na nga ba yun? Yung siguraduhan ba? Kasiguraduhan. And so, when he was told by Jesus that, what if I repeat? Pero hindi natin talaga problema yan. And she went, Mary went to the servant and said, whatever he says to you, do it. Parang naikilang, just do it. Pag sinabi niya, gawin niyo. And so Jesus was there. It says, fill this pot with water. Six this water pots. Anim. Imagine kung gaano karami itong water pots na to. Kung gaano kalaki pala. O kung gaano karaming tubig ang nagawa nito. It is, tawag yan, 6 pots na ang equivalent niya sa gallon is 26 gallons each. 26 gallons each. At kung ibagoy mong bote, isang gallon ay 5 gallons. Kuntayin nyo na to. Mga kalahi nila ni Roberto, bakit tulungan nyo ako sa mat. 1 gallon, 5 bottles. 26 gallon, isang tapaya, isang water pot. So, ilan yun? 130? Okay, 130. Sabi naman ako. Hindi ko lang. For sure. Kung malayo siya ni Lenny. So, kung 130 yun, isang tapaya, ni Ami. 130 times 6. So, it's parang may higit kumulang 800? 700 plus, di ba? 700. 700 bottles of wine. Of milk. 700 bottles of water turned into wine. Imagine those. That provision na ginawa ng Panginoon. Imagine that. At kung matikman yung wine, it was the sweet, the sweetest, the best wine ever, na yung sabi, Hoy, bakit giyong ka, sabi niya sa group, bakit yung ngayon lang itong kakain. Dapat itong nauna. Dapat itong nauna. Para yung mga pinayin mo kanina, yun yung pag-alaan na sila. Parang, dapat yun yung para sa bukas. Bakit ganun mali ka? But anyway, the Lord Jesus Christ came to fill up what is needed. Let's go back. The first wedding, there was a problem. There was sin. This wedding, there was a problem. There was no wine. Ano yung wine kung saan kinukumpare sa Bible na sa atin? It is compared to the Holy Spirit. Diba? Do not drink with wine when there is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Here is the manifestation of the Lord of His ministry. Anong sabi ng ni John the Baptist? He that is coming with me, behind me is will baptize you with Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. I baptize you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Yun ang problema nung walang kasalan eh. They live a life na they made a decision na malayo sa Diyos. Now God, Jesus Christ came to this wedding to fix something. It is something that wala silang wine. At it is a picture. Ito yung pinapakita ni Jan sa atin, a picture that our Lord is coming to bless us, to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Ewan, gaano marami yung alak na pinadala ng Panginoon, ginawa ng Panginoon, sinabi niya lang. It's enough to last the whole feast. Ang ating Panginoon dumating sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin, and He can fill us up. Diba ang bawat isa sa atin, we're looking for a joy sa puso natin. That emptiness, that's lack of the Holy Spirit in the lives of every man. And it is only the Lord that can fill us up with the Holy Spirit. Siya lang. Kung we will not recognize His sacrifice na ginawa. Kaya siya dumalo dito sa kasalan na ito. Is to let the people know the coming refreshing. The coming refreshing. Di ba sabi ko sa inyo nakakahiya yung nangyari nito? Kakulangan nila ng alam. Mapapahiya. Pwedeng papanish yung ikinasal. Jesus came there to relieve them from this shame, this indignity. Hindi nila mararanasan yung kahihiyan because He supplied them the need. Tayo bilang mga makasalanan, we have a need sa puso natin. Kailangan natin ng kapayapaan sa Panginoon. Kailangan natin we need our hearts to be filled. The thirst that we need, that we have, we need to be filled. And the only person that can fill us up, to quench our thirst, is the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives the Holy Spirit. If we will hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe on Him, He will bless us with the Holy Spirit. That is why He came to bless everyone, to relieve that thirst, to free us from shame. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us glory in your word today. Thank you for this blessing that you have made us know the purpose of coming, the purpose of becoming your Lord, of your Son, Jesus Christ. It is to feel thirst in our hearts. Spirit will touch his or her heart and find satisfaction in Jesus Christ. Thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord. Salamat po sa Panginoon sa inyong salita ng Panginoon.